Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, October 13th. State Education Superintendent Molly Spearman says public schools in all 81 school districts now have access to whatever personal protective equipment is needed to return to face-to-face instruction. Spearman announced today that the state is distributing an additional $33 million for PPE and plexiglass dividers for every school.
We now know that we can bring more children back with extra measures, and plexiglass is part of that, so that we can put more students in a room.
In a message to parents, Spearman says the additional protective equipment will make the state's public schools safer for students than taking them shopping. In other news, the State Department of Commerce, the agency responsible for getting businesses to locate to South Carolina, is violating the state's Freedom of Information laws, according to a state judge. Media reports State Circuit Judge Robert Hood ruled that the department has unlawfully kept routine data secret, including the identities of prospective companies, executives, lawyers, and the incentives involved in economic development deals with the state of South Carolina. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed by State Senator Dick Harpootlian, who had sought to get information related to two development deals. A spokeswoman for the Commerce Department said the agency respectfully disagrees with the ruling and is reviewing its legal options going forward. Communities upstate are dealing with a rash of church vandalizations. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
When members of Reedy Fork Baptist went to church on Sunday morning, they arrived to find smashed windows and spray-painted taunts on one of the outside walls. The Oconee County Sheriff's report says nothing appeared stolen from the church in Seneca, but no evidence, like paint cans, was found either. The incident is the latest in a set of church vandalizations upstate in the past month. In mid-September, three churches in the Anderson County town of Pelzer were attacked. Windows were smashed at small Baptist, Wesleyan, and Presbyterian churches. The windshield of the church van at First Baptist was also damaged, likely with a hammer. Vandals also hit the Union Baptist Church in Iva, also in Anderson County. Staff Sergeant J.T. Foster of the Anderson County Sheriff's Office said the lock was taken from the front doors. Both Foster and Master Deputy Jimmy Watt of the Oconee County Sheriff's Office said they do not believe the incidents are related across the two counties. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
And state public health officials today confirmed 629 new cases of novel coronavirus with a positive test rate a little over 10%. Horry County led the state in new cases, followed by Greenville and Richland counties. Statewide, more than 152,000 people have contracted the virus, and 3,371 have died. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.